Good morning. This is Om at Home with Lori Kahn, and this is Meditation for Ordinary People. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach. That's at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28 in downtown Laguna Beach. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com. That's omlagunabeach.com. For more information about meditation, stress relief, and coaching. So today, I wanted to talk about how meditation is really like yoga for the mind. I was a yoga teacher for about 16 years, and I always liked to call yoga moving meditation. And what made it different from ordinary exercise was this mindful state that you started to create as you were moving. So when you were standing in a certain pose and you were rotating your muscles one direction or another, or straightening your legs or lengthening your spine, you had to really go inside and pay attention to what your body was doing in order to create the alignment, the balance, the strength, the flexibility that you needed. Well, what makes it so similar to meditation is that it's sort of like yoga for the mind, where you're going inside and you're focusing on all of the experiences and the awareness that's in your mind at the time. So there's no movement, which makes it a little bit harder because there's no physical distraction that you can do with your body. You're having to just sit there and really notice how busy your mind is, and then be able to use techniques and tools to bring yourself more awareness, more alignment in the mind, more peace. I taught yoga for about 16 years. Then about 8 years ago, I stopped teaching yoga and I started just teaching meditation. And over the years, I began to see that sitting in meditation was just like yoga, but for the mind. Aligning the awareness of the mind with that of the body by focusing on the breath. Either way, the practices got to me from the inside out. I couldn't escape the fact that both of these rituals were designed to help me let go and slow down and accept things the way they were. The resistance to the flow of life began to disappear, and the ability to accept it more began to grow. Whatever the practice, I realized they're both an opportunity to connect and align with what we're doing and what we're thinking and where we are through the lens of the natural flow of breath. And these practices allow us to look at where we're critical or competitive or stressed from the perspective of the observer, like standing back and watching a movie on a big screen. There are many other things that offer the same opportunities: swimming or running, biking, hiking, qigong, even fishing. Opportunities to meditate suddenly spring up all around us every day, even standing in line at the grocery store. The one consistently balanced, easy, simple tool with everything is to pay attention to the breath. It just flows in and out without our constant vigilance or command. I like to think of this natural flow as a metaphor for our lives. Underneath all the busyness and the chaos and the noise, there's something balanced, quiet, and smooth that just continues to flow underneath it all. Imagine if we realize the undercurrent of ourselves is really peace. Balance, flow, ease. So wherever you are, take a moment to inhale. Wherever you are, take a moment to inhale deeply through your nose and blow as slowly as you can out of your mouth. Do this a couple more times, becoming aware of your body. Are you standing or sitting or lying down? Just notice how your body feels in this moment. And then find a comfortable position. Notice what's supporting you. If there's something behind your back or your head or under your legs. And let your body grow heavy into the space. Give yourself permission to be present, to unplug, and to let yourself settle in for the ride. When you do this long, deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth, you start to shift your whole nervous system. It slows down. So it's a good trick to use anytime. Notice the breath flowing in and out and allow it just to go through the nose now. Notice the temperature of the breath as it flows in. And how different it is when it comes back out of the nose. Notice the rise and fall of your chest, your belly, your shoulders. Notice if the breath is deep or shallow, fast or slow. Just allowing it to be whatever it is. You're the observer, stepping back. And as you notice the breath flowing in and out, you can silently say to yourself, inhale as your breath goes in, and exhale as the breath goes out. Doing this 2 or 3 times. Just to start to refine your focus, deepen your awareness. And as we train the mind to stay focused on the breath and not to wander, we can count the breath. So as you inhale, you can say to yourself, 1, exhale, 2, and so on until you get to 10. Counting the inhale, counting the exhale until you get to 10, and start over again. Do this another couple of times. And as you do this, you'll notice that whatever you were thinking, whatever your awareness, everything recedes into the background. Your worries, your thoughts, they can disappear like a dream. You're inhaling, counting, and exhaling, counting. Training yourself to be in the moment. Aligning your mind and your body to rest. Flow, and riding the balance and the harmony of that inhale and that exhale in an effortless way. And after those few breaths of counting, let go of the counting completely. Just focus on the inhale, riding it all the way to the top, and finding that there's a little gap of space before the exhale begins, like you're teetering off the edge of something, balancing, and then allow the breath to freely flow out, calling it an exhale silently to yourself all the way to the end, letting it go completely. And at the end of that exhale, again, a little gap, a little space, right before the inhale begins again on its own. There's nothing you need to do. You're following, flowing, listening and breathing. Notice if your mind has drifted away. Come back to the inhale, naming it, riding it all the way to the top. Following the exhale all the way to the bottom. And noticing a little gap between the breaths. Particularly active today, you can count the breaths again. Inhale, one. Exhale, two. All the way up to 10. reconnecting, realigning the mind back to the body, back to the present moment. It's just like exercise for the brain. If you're just joining in, this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People, on Laguna's only FM, KX93.5. Inhaling and exhaling our way to peace. Notice how your body's feeling. Areas of tension where you might have collapsed into some imbalance Maybe the chin floated up towards the ceiling. Draw it down slowly towards the heart and lengthen the back of the neck. And reconnect with the inhale and the exhale, feeling the alignment from the inside out. Softening the belly, the low back. Jaw is soft, shoulders are soft. Allowing the body to rest and ride the inhale and the exhale. Counting the breaths if that helps you stay connected. Slowly begin to deepen the breaths, inhaling all the way from the base of the spine to the roof of the mouth, and exhaling down the front of the spine, allowing the breath to spill back into the belly and touch the tailbone again. Inhale all the way up the back of the spine to the roof of the mouth. And exhale down the front of the spine, back to the belly. One more time. Imprinting this experience of an alignment between the mind and the body, the balance and flow into the brain. The more we practice, the more the brain recognizes this ease, this peace, all with the simple tool of breathing. Awareness. Aligning the body and the mind by focusing on this breath. This is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28, in downtown Laguna Beach at 949-415-6718. Or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. Thank you for tuning in this morning and sitting with me, and I'm wishing you peace throughout the day.